And, of course, DJ Shaw, the head football coach of the Midview Middies, has joined us here at the table to talk a little Middie football as far as the 2019 season is concerned. Midview looking for a bounce-back year, 2-7 last year in the SWC, 2-8 overall. And, Coach, I know last year was a tough struggle for you, and we talked every week during the forecast show. The Midview kids and the community weren't kind of used to that, but at some point, everybody has that dip in the road. Do you look for, as I said, that bounce back year this year? Are the ingredients there?
Yeah, we're hoping so. I mean, we haven't lost a whole lot where we're at, and to be honest with you, this is the first time in a while that we're coming off an off season where we didn't make the playoffs the year before, and so that was all a little bit different for us last year, but. As I told our players and our coaches, I don't think anything's broke. So we're not going to try to reinvent the wheel. I think we do things the right way with our football program and our preparation and how we go about our work. So we're not going to try to reinvent the wheel or anything. We have a great community. We have a great school, great support. And our kids are always hard workers and they're tough kids. So we're going to rally behind that.
11 starters back. At least that's what you sent me back in July when I was writing the forecast article. 5 on defense, 6 on offense. So how important is that, number one, just to have that experience level, but also for the guys now filling in to have the veterans there to say, this is how we do it.
Yeah, and that was a really tough part of last year. Last year, total offense and defense, we had 2 starters back and 0 on defense. And, the year before that, we had 11 seniors starting on defense the entire season, which I've, doing this for 11 years, I've never been a part of that. So that was really different. It's going to be nice this year to have some guys that, on that first Friday night when the lights go on, they're going to know a little bit about, how things work and what to expect. And when you hit adversity, they can help the younger kids out. So it is going to be nice to have some guys back. But we're also we don't have a ton of guys, don't have a ton of seniors. So, we're going to be relying on some young kids to fill in some spots. And you might see some sophomores on the field for us.
So talk about the veterans. Talk about these kids that are coming back for you.
Yeah, so we have a couple really exciting kids. I'll start with Zach Gill. He's competing for the quarterback job right now. He's been a receiver for the last 2 years, started for us as a sophomore, and he was our defensive MVP. So he's a kid that, if he starts at quarterback, I told him he's starting at free safety. He's our best defensive player. Like I said, he led us in tackles last year, had a great year. And then T.Y. Nelson, a kid that, we think really highly of. Running back, defensive end. He's going to be big for us on both sides of the ball. Him and Dom Roman in the backfield. Dom played some for us towards the end of the year last year, his first year ever playing football. Nathan Bayshack, really good two-way player for us. And then Big Buck, Dan Bucknavich. He should be our best lineman on both sides of the ball. He's just a huge kid, 6'4", about 290. Just accepted a full scholarship to wrestle at Cleveland State. He's been our heavyweight, made the state last year.
Yep.
So he should anchor the line for us.
I'm glad you mentioned him. I wasn't going to let you get away without talking about the wrestler.
We got to mention him.
And Buck, sure. And Buck had a great year. I just look at him as, your defense gave up 41 points a game. Is he the kind of kid that can anchor to the center of that line and just change things defensively for you and be something that you build off of?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I've told people and we've emphasized to our team, if we're going to be good this year, we've got to be better up front. And, a guy like Buck, having that big and strong of a kid, and he's just really picked up the game very well. He's learned a lot over the last 2 years. He started for us a couple games as a sophomore on that playoff team. But I think we rushed for 73 yards a game last year and gave up 273. And that, you don't have to look at any of the scores or the record. When it's that lopsided, you're not going to be very good, especially in the league we play in, which is a very, very physical league. So it's going to start and end with those guys up front. If we improve like we want to up front this year, I think we can have a good year. But, if we don't, it's going to be a struggle because the teams in our league, man, you got to stop the run.
DJ, I listened in every week last year to the pregame, and I never sensed any panic in your voice. And I know how frustrating that kind of season can be for you. How important was it for you to stay the course with the kids, knowing that maybe it doesn't pay off last year, but if you're going to turn it around this year, that's got to be the approach. How important? Talk to us about that a little bit.
Yeah, it is important. And to go back to last year a little bit, it wasn't anything that our kids were doing. It wasn't anything that our coaches were doing. We were working just as hard or harder than we were in those years where we were 10-0 and, you know, playing in the third week of the playoffs and it was snowing outside, you know. We were not putting any less hours in. Our kids, you know, bought into what we were preaching, and, you know, we did improve last year and got better. And, you know, that's all you can ask for from your kids. And, you know, you're not going to yell and scream and get frustrated with them. That's not going to do you any good. So, you know, you keep coaching your kids and you keep trying to get better. And, you know, hopefully by week 10, you're playing your best football.
Did it teach you anything, though? Seriously, can that be a learning experience for a head coach as well, DJ, to say, okay, I'm facing a little adversity here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this game is about adversity. And, you know, the great teams that we've had in the past has been a lot of fun. And you know, I never took those moments for granted. You know, but when you lose a couple games or things don't go your way, how are you going to respond to it? You know, we've preached that to our kids for years, and we'll continue to, because this game – you know, three or four plays don't go your way, and if you just, you know, tuck your tail between your legs, you're probably not going to come out on top. So that's a big thing that, you know, I think our kids do well at every single year, and that's not going to change for us as this year goes on if things don't go our way.
DJ, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the Midview community and the passing of Troy. Great friend of mine, obviously a big part of what we do high school basketball-wise at WEOL, I'm sure. A lot of the kids knew him, and certainly the entire community just rallied around the DeFranco family. I know Chad's on staff. How difficult is that when a community has to deal with something like that?
Yeah, I'm gonna choke up here.
Yeah, I know it's tough for me too. But
you know, Troy meant the world to me. He meant the world to the Midview community. You know, to a lot of our kids on our team and in our school. He was just such a big part of everything Midview, and you know, I'll never forget when I accepted my first teaching job at Midview. I sat down in Troy's room, and he told me, he's like, you know, it's a great place to teach, it's a great place to work. You know, once people come here, they can make more money elsewhere, but you know, not a lot of people leave here, and it's because of the people that are in this community and the support that the school gives to the teachers and the coaches that are there. And you know, but man, I just can't say enough about him. And, you know, obviously his brother Chad's on my staff. It's been really, really hard. But, you know, being a part of this community and the celebration of life that they had last Saturday just really shows the care and the thoughtfulness of people. I heard that unofficially they raised over $40,000 for the family. You know, but that's not surprising to me. And it wasn't surprising to me to see probably over 1,000 people walk through that door at Midview High School. You know, alumni care about sports, they care about people, they care about our students. Our teachers care about families and sports and our students, and it's great to work at a place like that. And you know, it's been really, really hard, and I appreciate you guys bringing Troy's name up. You know, when I think of high school athletics, he's one of the guys, you know, I think of. When I was a player in high school, I played against him, and it was awesome to be able to coach with him for a little bit, and you know, also get to know him as a colleague and a really good friend.
Yeah. He will be missed, and obviously the Midview community, as you said, they will rally, and Troy would have been the first to say, go out, keep competing, keep playing, don't hang your head. You know that, and I know that.
So. Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. We'll miss him for sure. One of the best.
Yep. Appreciate you coming out, my friend. We'll see you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be talking to you all year long as DJ Shaw joins us here at the table talking a little Midview football as they head into the 2019 season.